This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Only 90 yards, I think, as a team in the first half. You put up 150 in the third quarter. What was the turnaround from the first half coming out in the third quarter?
Yeah, not ideal to start the way we did. Our defense kept us in it long enough where we figured it out. But I think first and second down efficiency was just really poor. And something I got to clean up, make better decisions early on, getting us in the right plays. I do love and appreciate our guys, how we came out in that second half, our defense getting the stop. Fourth down conversion allowed us to get some momentum right there. And again, we just found a way. It wasn't going to be, didn't look like it was going to be pretty in the first half, but to win the way we did, speaks a lot to the guys in that locker room.
Josh, the spark for the offense from Amari that you guys were hoping for?
I hope so. Yeah, it looked pretty good. I mean, it's a huge shout out to him for putting in the extra hours of getting ready for this game. It's not easy being traded in the week and playing a game and playing real live reps where he played quite a bit. Shout out to him. DJ Mangus, wide receiver assistant coach, putting in a lot of work with him, Coach Henry. Guys in the building that put a lot of effort into getting him ready to go. It's huge to have him out there.
What's it been like gaining rapport with him? He's a softer spoken guy, doesn't really say a lot. What's it been like gaining rapport with him over these few days?
Yeah, I mean, I think being 7 years in the league now, just like understanding guys of his caliber, they don't need a lot. You know, they go out there, give him a clear mind, let him go play. That's what he did out there a couple times, just finding zones, finding windows. He made a really good catch on that slant. But again, just the professionalism that he has, the ability that he has, just trusting what I see with him, and things will turn out pretty good.
What did it take for you guys to get into a rhythm? It seemed like you were out of rhythm in that first half. What do you guys did to establish that in the second half?
Yeah, I think just first and second down efficiency in that second half, we were pretty good. I like that hat, by the way. Getting the ball past the sticks, I think we skipped quite a few third downs in that second half, which, again, that first half, just being in those third and sixes, third and sevens, you kind of go through your third down call sheet real quickly, and you don't like to be in those situations. I don't know. It took us a while to get a first down, but again, to come out the way we did in that second half, our team played really well.
Hey, three other guys went over 50 yards as well, Coleman, Shakir, and Kincaid. When Amari gets up to speed, how difficult will you guys be able to defend?
Well, I mean, I think that's worth seeing, worth waiting for before I say anything. Just continuing to get him up to speed in our offense and making sure that he feels comfortable with what we're doing. But again, that's the mindset that we've always had, is everybody eats. And just because we get a guy like him and his caliber doesn't mean we're going to try to force feed him targets. Everybody's going to be in their position and do their role. And again, some weeks we're going to ask more from other guys than others. And that's just kind of how we've been doing it, but it was good to see our guys get involved today.
Josh, the offense seemed to open up for everybody when Amari got involved. Is that, how coincidental is that? Or did you notice what the Titans were doing, like, okay, things maybe started to shift or loosen up for everybody once he got the touchdown and then the long game down the left sideline there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's true. You know, anytime you have a player of his caliber, he demands extra attention. And if you don't, we're probably going to throw him the ball. But again, our guys did a good job of getting open, making plays. I know Khalil's still not 100%. He's battling through it and played his tail off. I think Keon went over for 100 yards his first time in his career. So that was pretty awesome to see, too.
You had Josh, touchdown to Amari. It looked like you changed the play, and it looked like he was looking for help.
from Keon. Is that what happened? Because he looked over there. Did you talk about
that? No, we changed the play at the line of scrimmage. They gave us a zero look. We got into our zero beater. Maybe he was just alerting Keon and relaying the message. I'm pretty sure he knew what to do because he did it. So.
Yeah, but it looked like he was looking like, I don't know, and then Keon like gave him a signal, and then he did it.
I'll have to ask him. I didn't see that. Right. Sorry.
You had two big third down conversions specifically to Dalton. Were those plays that just that's where the ball told you to go, or is there just an extra level of trust with him that's continuing to build?
A little bit of both. You know, and that first one, they were playing zone. We had a little back out of a route out of the backfield with our running back. Felt like the corner attached. He did a good job of maintaining leverage on a safety. He made a heck of a catch. That second one was just man-to-man, trusting him to go make a play. I put a lot of air on it, and he ran under it, made a play.
Josh, what goes into, you know, timing and trust at a short period of time, bringing in a guy like Amari Cooper, and then how will you guys be able to find that consistent chemistry?
Honestly, it's just trusting my feet and trusting my arm. You know, it's one of the pros of having a stronger arm, if you will, where you got a guy that's open and, you know, on that little quick fade route I threw to him, he did such a good job of his release and he gained a lot of separation. I just kind of just trusted my eyes, trusted my arm, and just tried to throw it in there as firmly as I could, and he made a heck of a play. So that's what it's going to take early on of getting to know him, just trusting, you know, if he's open, trusting where it's going to be. And, you know, as we keep going across the season, gaining more confidence in each other, and I could be able to kind of, you know, see those beforehand.
Hey, Josh, in the fourth quarter, you threw to Amari. You were kind of pressured. It maybe wasn't the most accurate ball in the world because you've got to get it out quick, but he was able to make the catch, and it was a first down. Is that kind of an example of almost the exact type of play that he can bring to this offense?
Absolutely. You know, we talked about it beforehand, too, how he was going to run a slant. You know, I was waiting for him, and unfortunately, we were hot off the right side. I changed the protection to the boundary because I thought they were bringing a wheel pressure. I ended up bringing somebody else from the other side. So I'm a little warm. I'm sitting there. I feel the guy, and I'm just trusting that he's getting out of this break and put it behind him. He made a hell of a catch there.
Keon had a couple of big plays. I know the touchdown got called back, but where have you seen the growth in his game? I know we're still very early in the season.
Yeah, just staying in it. You know, he's a guy that wants the ball. You know, he's backside one-on-one. He wants the ball thrown to him, you know, and he continues to make plays like that for us. You know, it's hard not to throw it to him. But just staying in it, trusting the offense, trusting what's going on, and he made some good plays for us tonight, and, you know, we're gonna need that going forward.
Josh, two-game winning streak. How do you guys build off this momentum?
We just use it to keep riding the momentum, having good weeks of practice, having good weeks of game planning, trusting the offense and what's in front of me. Trusting what Joe was calling. At the end of the day, just going out there and executing on any given Sunday, Monday, Thursday.
All five running backs scored today. How much more dangerous does that make you as an offense when they get going?
That's pretty cool. That's awesome. And, you know, that last four-minute drive, you know, they know we're running it. We know we're running it. And, you know, telling Ray, you know, go get in the end zone. And that's what he did. So it's a good job for our offensive line. Those situations are never easy because, again, they know exactly what you're doing. You know, and we just out-executed them.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.